Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like they're living forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT, hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree, bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best, so sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown. In the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, September 20, 2023. Raven 98 here, along with.
Good morning, TNT.
Yeah, it sounds like you got on reverb today or something.
You got a new system?
Okay, how about now?
Oh, all right, you're all right now.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Today is Saturday, right?
Oh, no.
Today, Wednesday. My bad. All right. So let me start by telling you guys this. This is probably our last call. I'm thinking this is actually going to be it, but not because the RV is today, but because Walt has commanded Ray's attention on Friday, and we probably won't be here next Monday. So if you want to blame somebody, blame Walt. That's where Ray's going to be. So this probably will be our last call, though. I'm praying that it is. If not, me and Ray talked about it. We're probably going to do a call on Saturday because it will not be a Friday call because he will be doing what he's supposed to be doing, and he promised him that he would do. So he's going to be doing that. So it'll be late Saturday if there is a call. So, well, there's going to be a call one way or the other. but it'll probably be on Saturday. So, or this may very well, because it takes 72 hours, 48 to 72 hours for you guys to get the email, this may be your last day to sign up. So let's hope that's true, too. The last day, and then right after the RV, I'm going to cut off the emails. So we'll be done, and we'll have who we have. We'll be good. All right, let's go on with the good stuff. So today was supposed to be our day. I don't know if I told you guys that on Monday or not. It had a time frame, everything else. It was going. And everybody thought it was going to be over last weekend. And then supposedly, so Donnie was supposed to do a speech yesterday, which he actually did. It just wasn't the speech. Because somebody asked me, did he have to be in Iraq to announce the army? He does not have to be in Iraq. He wants to be in Iraq. So that told you something already right there, right? That's my understanding. He wants to be. He doesn't have to be. And he might can't wait. I don't know. I'm thinking he will. So he spoke yesterday, but it wasn't to the General Assembly like everybody thought it would be. So he's scheduled to speak to everybody Friday evening. Friday evening. Okay? Friday evening. He's going to speak to the UN. Our only question is it going to come from a position of power and authority? Or from a position of, can you guys help me? Which one is it going to be? This is what we do know. Right now in Iraq, the news is great. They did have a bunch of protests today, protesting, but they said they were on Monday. It was in the news. They scheduled it. They tried to get everybody out. They said, we are tired of hearing about what you're going to do because you're not doing anything. You're not issuing the jobs. You're not changing the money. You're not paying the salary. So you keep talking about what you're going to do and not doing anything. So they did have people in the streets today. It's not in the news because they don't want to look bad right now. This is a critical moment in time. They don't want their country to look bad. So it's not in the news. There's no news articles out. They're not broadcasting on TV, even though there's people all over the place. set for, I guess, Sadar and Sadar City, he wouldn't let his people participate. Because he went as far as to block the roads coming out of Sadar City so they couldn't go to Baghdad to participate. He did not want them involved in what was happening at this crucial moment. All right, what is that? There is a date and time for the army to act, even though nobody knows what it is. But there is a window in time. So, again, Iraq announced on TV, it's in the news articles, the Washington has agreed with the reforms, both in the banking system and financial, and said they would not block Iraq in any way. They would not block them in any way. They will let their reforms go through. You know what that means, right? They are publicly announcing, go ahead and do what you need to do. Now, why are they doing that? Because the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury went over there, because she reviewed things. She set up some new procedures, and she told them if they didn't, right, there's some noise in the background. If they didn't follow, these are the next five banks that are going to get shut down, and if it goes past that, we're going to come in and take receivership of the CBI. So they already know that. If they don't do what they're supposed to do, which all the U.S. minority said now is, again, stop the smuggling, stop the corruption. Now, they agree that Iraq is doing, I mean, it's gone leaps and bounds. So they said, you got to finish it. You got to get that last 10% down to 2%, 8%, whatever it is, but you got to finish it. In order to do that, we're going to help you again. We're going to, Ray, you need to mute. We're going to do what they did, which was cut all the banks off by 50%. They changed all the allocations, cut it down by 50%. So they said, no, you got even less dollars, but we can follow it even better. And we can control it even better, which made sense. But they also put the corrupt, the politicians, the smugglers on notice that we can track you better now because there's less to track, which should cut it down significantly again. All this was told in advance is what's going to happen. That's why Iran agreed. Okay, we will do our import-export without the dollar. We'll use these four currencies instead. That's why they agreed to add more security to the borders. They all knew this was coming. Again, that's why Maliki had to get them to agree to stop the investigation of what happened with ISIS. I mean, it's all coming right to an end. It's perfect. I mean, it's perfect with the people in the streets. So what was supposed to happen was Sadani was supposed to do his speech yesterday. He was supposed to fly home and announce RV this morning. Or we were confused. Or we got... You know that thing where this is the best place for me to say because all you guys are old enough to know. Old enough. Listen, remember when you put those 10 people in line and you tell the first one something and you tell the second, third, fourth. By the time you get to the 10th person, you're like, where the hell is all that come from? I mean, I told them this and it ends up like this, but you got a little bit of it. And I'm just saying, because I've told you guys for years that my guy is giving us the right information, but sometimes he's a week ahead of himself or a week ahead of the information before it comes out or before it actually happens. We've been going through that. We've been so far ahead of the rest of the gurus, the information, and yeah, what we say it, they hear it, they repeat it. Next we know, it comes out in the news. Okay. So everything that I told you is supposed to happen last weekend is supposed to happen this weekend. If you guys remember it, then you remember it. Everything I'm telling you right now, he spoke yesterday, but, oh, we didn't know he had to speak Friday, too. So what does that tell you? The coins and lower denoms are supposed to come out on Saturday. Oh, and Ray, I wasn't supposed to say that, was it? You didn't tell me that. Let me see.
No.
Man, it's supposed to be a big weekend. Our three-letter agencies are actually staying between Friday and Monday. That's what they're saying this morning. A guy already over there told me what last weekend, he was a week ahead of himself. So we know that. We even have a window of time. So all you guys don't have to be holding your breath all day and all night. And that window is the same window I've been giving you guys for the last 12 years. So you don't even have to ask. I've been telling you. You look at the last 12 years, the day, the time that always looks for it to happen, everything is coming right down to that. I mean, we'll have to wait and see if that actually happens, but that's where we're at right now. So this is what's going to happen. We're going to do this call, answer some questions. Like I said, Ray's not going to be available on Friday. So hopefully on Saturday we're going to do one of two things, either the RV call or our final call. If this is not the final call, that definitely should be. Saturday morning, Curtis Aaron is supposed to start paying their salaries for July and August, and supposedly it's supposed to be paid at the new rate. That's what they're being told. We'll see. At the new rate. They're all being told there's something drastic about to happen to the Iraq value in exchange with the dollar. They say it's going to be drastic. So we already know what that is. They actually know what it is. They're running articles today how it used to be $3.50 per dinar. That's out today. They're telling them again, just how it was 20 years ago. This is what we're getting ready to go back to. So everything is good, positive. Let's move forward. Let the Diner do his speech on Friday. Let him get his feet on solid ground. And hopefully we are all ready to go. All right? I don't need to tell you a lot else. The bank's not on high alert. They're not on standby. And I just told you why. All right, Ray, let's get started.
Okay.
Okay, you
got
to take off mute first. Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. We have Mrs. E.T. Flash is celebrating her 80th birthday celebration today. And George Jetson is also celebrating a birthday, but I don't think he is his 80 yet. But anyway.
You said George Jetson?
Yeah, George Jetson. And Love You More and Boss Dollar.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake.
Bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
Okay, Mo Money Mama asked about the lower denoms in the marketplace. Do address that. But she also asked, have you heard anything about new currency coming out of U.S. banks as of September the 23rd?
What kind of new currency? I don't know what that means.
I guess new U.S. dollars. I've not heard of any new U.S. dollars.
I mean, they print new money every day. That's what they do. So that's what I'm trying to see. I mean, you just talking about somebody printing some new dollars? They do that every single day. That's what the Treasury Department does. They print money all day. Okay?
Yeah.
So unless you're talking some of that mentally retarded BS, some pink dollars coming out, green dollars, or some kind of Republican dollars, no. Go ahead. I just didn't understand that question. That's what church does all the time. Go ahead.
All right. Andy says, after the RV has started, we shall have the opportunity to post and read information from those of us who had their first bank meetings. Will there be information on currency exchange rates at various named banks? And will there be information on the interest rates for funds left in those banks for specified periods? And the names of those banks?
Well, that's what we're hoping is happening. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the plan for those people to come back and share their information with us. So each one reach one to teach one and help one. I mean, that's what we're hoping happens, especially those who rush in and say, hey, came in this, or those who didn't, who went and said, I got a great deal. Let me share with you guys. This is what you guys have to understand. Your deal, whatever it is, however much they give you, don't give you, doesn't affect my deal. My deal doesn't affect your deal. They're not going to give me less because they gave you more or vice versa goes out. If you already went in and you got yours, you have it. Why not help those who haven't? That's what you got to understand. It's like that. If you sign your NDA, great. Then don't say, hey, this is Jack Smith from Florida. Say, this is Freedom Fighter on the board, and this is what I experienced. And they gave me 10%, but they gave me somewhere between $5 and $5.03. Okay. You didn't give out your exact information. They can never pinpoint you down out of 10 million people anyway. At this particular rate, a bunch of people are going to get that rate. And most importantly, you don't think the banks collude against you every single day? They do. They're together. We're not giving them this. We're not giving them that. Don't you? That's what they do. That's how they keep control of it. They each one reach one to teach one. They set the guidelines. Why wouldn't we? This one opportunity we have in life, be willing to help our brothers and sisters and friends and family in our community each understand something, make it easier for them. I don't care if you get more than I get. I got what I got. But if that can help you get more, great. Because I think that's how it should be. Somebody helps me get what I got, I'm going to help you get even more. Going through my experience. And I already know I'm going to do that, even though, anyway, I might have to say this what Raymond got. Instead of what I got. They can't get me for that. Anyway, but we should be willing to help each other. That's the whole reason of us doing the calls after the RV. That's the whole reason of leaving the chat room open, because guess what? There's not one of those banks that's in our chat room or can identify anybody in our chat room. And you go in there and say what you want, when you want, how much you got, how long you got it, everything else. And again, they don't know who you are because you're not using your names in there. That's what you should be doing. I mean, that is the plan. Here's the other plan, so you guys know. Ray is not dropping you guys off the call today. I'm actually doing it, because I've said it time and time again. He just said, if you don't have a question, you shouldn't be here. So you're not getting dropped. I'm dropping you. So you don't have your hand up. I'm disconnecting you. I'm just saving Ray some trouble today. Okay. Now, we answered that. Let's go.
D Money says, have any of the TNT members that have been holding SKRs given a date for liquidity? And if so,
no.
Those dates fall within the window? Oh, go ahead.
No, they haven't been given a date because their date is your date. They're going to get paid the exact same day you do. Nobody has an advance date.
All right, Clutch you says,
how hard is it? Is there a way to permanently delete them so they can tell me? All right, go ahead.
Clutch says, I have family members in four zones other than where I exchange. I want to help them get exchange results similar to my own. How do you suggest I accomplish this? Tell them to listen to the call.
Or pick up the phone and tell them what your results were. They don't know what you talk about on the phone, guys. Your only problem is if they go to the bank and say, my cousin Harry Wilson said this is what he got, then you got a problem. Other than that, how do they know what you're telling your cousin, your uncle, your best friend? I mean, are you going to be loyal to your family or loyal to a bank who really don't even care about you, who doesn't know? I'm not telling you how to break the law, NBA. I'm just telling you, don't do stuff, you know, like post on Facebook or Twitter or any of those other things. Hey, this is what I just got in the bank. You obviously, you know, went against your NDA. You're out there, and they have proof of it. I mean, you got to be smarter than that. But if for 1 minute anybody in this whole world thinks I'm not going to tell Ray exactly what I got, how long I got in that, then you're just naive. And I don't care who you are. And what kind of NDA? That just doesn't even make sense to me. That I'm not going to do that. And he's involved. I'm not going to let you catch me doing it. I'm not going to do it in public or anything else. But that don't mean I'm not going to do it. And come on, even they're not, you know, that mentally challenged. Okay, what's next?
Rev.
I can't believe you guys got to ask somebody how to cheat. It was my to teach you how to cheat. I don't understand. Go ahead.
All right. Rav Dickens says, a noticeable uptick in the conversation in the TNT chat room surrounding disagreements in Iraq with the HCL has surfaced. or resurface. Does this have any basis in fact, or is it just a distraction?
The ACL was approved, guys, even though there's some articles been coming out. I told you guys back in January, they had approved the ACL. They had come to an agreement, and they just been pushing it along, keto, using it as a reason not to release the currency. Well, they've already announced that Iraq citizens, the ACL was approved on the 1st of October, the citizens are going to start getting paid. Hopefully that ends all the disagreements, distractions, but it's there. All right, what's next?
Annie Oakley says, please review how we are to submit proof of our humanitarian giving.
I'm not even going to answer, so you can answer it if you want to.
Well, if it was pertaining to foundations, I would answer it. That's not what it's pertaining to. So, Lena says,
What? Okay, look, guys, we even said 100 times, you don't need to prove anything. Nobody said you had to have no humanitarian project, anything else. You keep coming in here. I know I sound like Ray when I say this. Talking about what some other guru idiot told you was a requirement. How is a bank going to tell you you got to show them a business plan? Again, how is a guy who's worked in the bank for the last 20 years exchanging currency or working at a teller window or finance going to tell you whether your business plan is good or not, or whether you can invest in this industry, that industry, or whatever. I mean, who can say, you know, I'm going to put all my money in a pot farm? How can he tell you that's wrong when there's people making money in pot farms every day? It doesn't make sense. And you guys got to get that. These idiots been telling you that for years because they've been getting you to buy trust from them, foundations for them, or business plan from them. That's the way they were getting paid, including you in their group. Call a bank right now. Do that, every one of you. Call the bank. Say, hey, I want to exchange currency. I don't get a lot of it. Do I have to submit a business plan to you to do that? And see how many of them laugh at you on the phone. Go ahead. I get so tired of answering that question. It pisses me off. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Lena says, where'd it go? Could you give an idea of your reason for excitement that got the whole group excited that never seemed to materialize over the last few days? Well, your opening statements address that. All right. Let's go to live callers. 206 area code.
Greetings, Tony. Greetings, Ray. And Ray, have safe travels out here to the Pacific Northwest. Wish you a good flight and a great time.
Yes, sir.
One question for you, Ray, is should this little balloon pop on Friday, which they're saying it could, is there some kind of contingency that you'll be able to cover the production side of a call?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay, great. And then my other question is for you, Tony. Is the weekend time, I mean, I think I know what you're talking about, just to nail it down. The weekend time you've talked about forever has been close of the market on Friday through Tuesday. Is that still the weekend window you're talking about?
It's a great window, but no.
Oh, okay. Well, tell us then, please.
I've been telling you for 10 years. I've been telling you when they wanted to do it, what time to expect it, what time Iraq wanted it. I'm going to tell you for 10 years.
Yeah, and what I remember you telling for 10 years is what I just said, 4 o'clock Friday through Tuesday morning.
This is what you remember. Let me tell you what you remember. Okay. You remember Friday after 4 o'clock. You remember late at night. You remember an hour before the bank opened. You remember this is exactly the window time that they wanted to do it. What was that window?
Well, as far as I know, it's what I just said. But you need to correct me because I'm wrong, obviously.
Friday after 4 o'clock. They want to be live Saturday when the bank opens, which means you should see it. I always tell you guys, between 1 and 4 in the morning Eastern. See? I didn't even want to go there.
Okay.
That's, I tell you guys that for 10 years. When they first started, this is exactly what they wanted to do. Exactly what they wanted to do. Wanted to come out. Now, it may not happen that way, but that's exactly what they're trying to do right now.
Okay. And then one more time. Is that Eastern time or Iraqi time? Because they're talking about their interests and your guy in Iraq's talking about what's going down, right? So is it Iraqi time or Eastern Standard?
I gave you Eastern time.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for being patient with one more of your many dummies. We love you, Tony.
No, I really shouldn't even said that. I mean, I really shouldn't have even said that. But it's the same time what they've ultimately tried to do. So
okay.
And we'll, but even if it doesn't happen in that time frame, everybody thinks it'll be done by Monday morning, one way or the other. So we'll see.
Awesome. And then this probably doesn't matter, but just in case somebody's having the same experience, the other day I sent you a text message during the call and saying, hey, Tony, it ain't the 12th, it's the 15th. What happens is you can go on the link. I've been having trouble, like Walt has been having, getting on the call line. And so I go over on the link. And that day I sent you that text during the call. I was listening to a call from back in the beginning of July, and the dates didn't sync up. And I've had that happen a number of times. When I click on the link, it doesn't take you to today's call. It takes you to one way in the past. So I just thought you'd like to know that.
I don't ever want to know that. That's the kind of stuff you call and tell Ray.
Well, Ray, I just told you to.
It's all right.
No complaints.
Yeah, it's okay. Baby's mom called and said, hey, oh, they said you hit the arrow twice. That's why. Because she was doing the same thing. She called me after the call and said, hey, they still hear you talking. And it wasn't, it was another call. But she said if you hit the arrow more than once, it takes you back. Okay.
You
so thank you, sir.
You
appreciate it.
What? Oh, sure. Have a great one.
Alrighty.
All right.
Take
thank
care
you.
Now.
Hold on, Ray. Hold on for a second. Look. Wait, mute that person.
Yes.
Earlier somebody was asking, didn't you say they want to know how do you justify to the bank that you have a plan or something, or was it?
Yeah, humanitarian, a proof of a humanitarian giving.
Okay. Well, that was to the bank when they go to do their exchange, correct?
Right. Yes. That would be my assumption.
Oh, because that's the way I took it when you said it. But people are hitting me up talking about, maybe they were talking about getting a Bentley or how do you do the TNT, pay it forward, and all that. So if that was their question, something they need to re-ask it, because we were talking about bank, and that's where I went, going to the bank. All right, who's next?
Interesting.
Yeah.
312. There we go. You have a lot of noise.
Good afternoon, Mr. Rayburn. I do.
Hey. Okay, it just stopped.
Oh, okay. I moved.
All right.
How are you, Tony? Good morning.
How what?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm super fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. How's my sound?
Oh, yeah. Listen, I was talking about you the other day. I was down at the cigar lounge, just so you know.
Smoking.
And I said, you know, this person, because everybody knows how particular I am, had the nerve to send me a card, $2,000 on it, to call somebody and tell them how to make a hat. I said, man.
Tell them how to do what?
He could have $1,000 and sent me the ticket so I could fly there and pick out a hat and fly back. But he sent me $2,000 to call somebody on the phone and tell them how to pick a hat. You know who that was? Hello?
Hello, yeah, I had to get off my Bluetooth. Is that better?
Yes.
I thought Ray cut you. Anyway, yeah,
no,
I still got you.
I knew I was still having background noise, so.
Oh.
So
I still got the card.
And the hat that...
I still got the card.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
You don't have to get on a plane to come here and do it. That's the whole point. You just haven't done it. But thanks for letting us all know that you have not done it yet.
But I still appreciate it. And when I go to Chicago, I'm going to walk down there and pick out a $2,000 hat.
Well, yes.
Thank you.
You will be here probably in October, because we always have a nice little Indian summer in October, so the weather will be nice. You come and
okay.
Do your due in October.
There we go. All right, what's going on?
Well, you mentioned something earlier about the banking system, and then you said, and the financial system. So what's the difference? I mean, I know the banking is a part of the financial system. So what other financial systems are you talking about?
No, it said the economic reform and the financial reform. So
economic,
the financial
okay.
reform is the banking system and the money. The economic reform is they're going to quit becoming a rentier country and actually produce things themselves and give out jobs and education. That's the economic reform that Iraq is
going
to do.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that makes sense. And my other question was going to be about the protests. Had they come in the street and protest, and you said they had, but it's not out in any articles where we can see it. Because I remember you mentioned something about that. But is it not protest, demonstrations?
Yeah.
The demonstrations.
Well, again, because we're so close, they didn't want anything negative come out because they're all at the UN that they're not putting it on TV. They're not putting newspaper articles out, but it is occurring, I guess.
Okay. That's interesting. Well, the fact that they don't want it out and known is encouraging. That shows that they really think we are right on this, that this is time for this to happen, and then they're not trying to get any bad press, so anybody can use any little excuse to turn it around. So that's encouraging. That is.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Sadani's going to speak Friday night here in New York, get out of himself back onto Iraq, probably Friday night, Saturday morning. So hopefully somewhere in between, like you just said, Friday and early Saturday, Monday, something, that we'll be able to see this. So that would be great. That
okay.
would be great.
So, listen, yeah, he's supposed to do his speech Friday evening. Now, yesterday is between 4 and 6. They don't have a time for Friday, but he is in the
right.
afternoon group. Fly back. Lord Denham's, the coin is supposed to be released on Saturday. The rate is supposed to show up Sunday on Forex. And we don't know in what shape, form, or fashion all that's going to happen. But it's all supposed to happen this weekend unless somebody comes out and says, because Tony told everybody they're not going to do it.
Yeah, I hope they don't do that.
That's right.
That's just an excuse. They know Tony don't have that kind of power. That's just
that's right. Tell her. That's just an excuse. I want to hear that, man.
So I take it we're not going to see you in Seattle, huh?
Why would I go to Seattle? You know what Seattle is?
The
rain capital of the world. It is most depressing. It's more depressing than Texas. I mean, it's cloud every day. I've been there. I already know. It is depressing. Anyway.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank both of you for all that you do. And we really, 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 truly hope this is it this time. We're just ready. We're ready not only for the exchange, but all that comes after the exchange, our responsibilities to communities and families and creating generational wealth. We're ready. So thank you, Tony. Thank you.
All right, thank you. You guys have a good time on Saturday. All right.
We shall.
Okay, 918 area code. You are on.
Well, happy Wednesday, gentlemen. I got a few questions. A couple of things I have been wanting to ask for some time. Has anything changed as far as the NDA? In other words, have they modified it? Is it going to be a different NDA? The reason I ask that is because now we understand that the Treasury agent or the U.S. Treasury is supposed to be involved in this, and I'm concerned. Who do I sign the NDA to?
No, you'll sign the NDA with whatever bank you're doing your exchange with, not with the Treasury. And every bank will have their own NDA, I'm pretty sure. But it's not supposed to be but 4 pages. It's my understanding.
Have you seen anything
with the government?
I said, have you seen anything that shows the NDA?
No.
Okay.
All I know is that, you know, started out at 10 pages for you and 44 pages for me, which I didn't understand, but that's what they told me, minus 44 pages. Then yours went down to 4 pages. So I don't know where my – so it's just ridiculous, if you ask me. But I wouldn't worry about it. It's just – don't tell the rate if you get above 4X rate. Don't tell the fee. I mean, it's a simple NDA.
Okay. Well, I hadn't heard anything on it for some time, and I was just wondering about that. Now, one of my other questions, I hope you can do it, is do you know what the dong is going to be looking at right now for a price?
I don't know what any price is. I haven't even been asking lately. I mean, we know it's above and beyond. Oil is at $95 today. I think it's taking it up even more. So we'll deal with it wherever it comes out. It's not going to be any lower than what we've given you because price of oil has gone up, so it can only be higher.
Yeah, realizing that's the Vietnamese dong. I was wanted to tell you that I did some inquiry for you or looked into it. As far as the being able to do cruises, I think that they will make a ship available to you because I told them a little bit about that everybody on that ship is going to be able to buy a lot of booze. I use that because they concern themselves more with the spending on the cruise. But I think they would make a ship available to you in Galveston I'm trying to do it. I asked for a central location for airlines. Mostly, I was most important.
Did you send me information? Did you send me the information?
No, sir. I didn't know whether you would want it or not. I didn't want to send something you may not want.
Okay. I'm just saying somebody else already sent me information, and they got One ship will cost me $4 million, I think, and a second ship, if it'd be two, would be $7 million. And then I would have to rotate back and forth ships to spend time with everybody. But you have to do it on two ships. So one at $4 million, one at $7 million. But we'll see afterwards this time.
I got you. And the last question is, are you still going to buy a bank?
I am. I'm still going to buy. What?
Well, you gentlemen have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir. 281 area code. You are on.
Well, hello, Ray. Hello, Tony.
Hey there.
How you guys doing?
Fantabulous.
Super fantastic.
Yourself.
Good.
How you doing?
I'm good and can't complain. Did I hear you say Texas was boring? Did I really hear that?
I said Washington is more depressing than Texas. That's what I said.
There is nothing depressing down here. I don't know what you're talking about. You better leave Texas alone. Oh, my God. You are crazy. Have any of your bank contacts provided any new updates for us as to what we should look forward to when we go into the banks, or are they going to even provide any of that stuff? And we just go out with what you guys have been giving over the years.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to tell me what they iterate you guys here. And let's do it like this. But they've given us all the information. Nothing has changed. They're not changing anything. They're set and ready to go. You know, the only thing that changed was they're not giving out any money. Supposedly, they're going to give you your card. Okay, you go to the branch down the street and get some money if you want to get it.
Okay. Well, I remember you mentioning that a couple of calls or so ago about the money part. So we know when this thing happens, anything updated that we need to know about, you guys will share. And you still feel that each appointment would be anywhere 30 to 45 minutes per person? Is that the time span for an appointment?
Well, yeah, and I think that's the majority of their appointments, that's what they're looking at. I mean, people have significant amounts of, like my guy, you know, his appointment was 4 hours because he's getting everything done right then. So they're going to be treated differently at different levels. It's going to be a different length of time, different treatment. Some of you are going to go in your exchange, and they're going to hand you glasses of champagne and anything else. You like this, you want that. And some of you, you know, they're going to flip some paper, sign right here, see you later.
Some champagne. Now, I don't know how good that's going to be because I ain't trying to get my numbers confused and looking all blurry and stuff after you didn't have your champagne. How many glasses they going to be able to give you? Now, maybe after I didn't sign my paperwork, I may ask for one.
That's right. You tell them to take your glass going out the door.
That's right. I ain't trying to get confused. Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll wait and see what happens between now and Monday. I'm ready. I know that. So
I got to tell you something for you. I got to tell you this, though.
Uh-huh.
It kind of confuses me a little bit. And then I got to think about our people in the chat room, their mentality, to tell you the truth. For some reason, there was a poll taken in the chat room, and they say you're not too old for Beyonce. I'm like, I didn't know how old she is.
Now, let me say, get a visual before I leave. Just get a visual. Because when she says shake it up and move it down, that's exactly what I'm going to be doing. Now, when I get down there and can't get up, somebody will help me. How about that? Is that all right?
That's my visual right there. You can't get up.
We gonna have somebody over there to help me get it up. Long as they help me from the back, because I can get the front up, but I may not can get the back up. But whichever way, I'll get back up. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Goodbye.
Because we will have a call and thank her for all her good questions. And then my questions are...
How do you know we're not going to have a call on Monday?
Because you said it would be on Saturday, and that would be our last call. You said either, number one, we'd have the RV, or number two, we'd have a financial call, and Saturday would be our last call. Anyway.
Okay, we're going to go with that.
We'll
just go with that right now.
On the Indonesia Rupiah and the Venezuela Boulevard, only because I never wrote it down because I wasn't invested in it, but since I have become invested, could you give me the rate on those two, please?
The Rupiah rate that I believe we're going to see is 98 cents.
Oh, really? And what about the Venezuela Boulevard?
And the Boulevard rate, 30 cents.
I'm sorry?
30 cents.
30 cents. And then when we're doing our exchange, on the Venezuela, are we saying VEB for their currency?
I'm saying Venezuelan Bolivar.
Okay, so we're not using the little three-letter things on any of them?
I'm not.
It's actually saying, okay. And then you're going to love this. I was going over some old notes, and I guess if I had taken shorthand, which I didn't, I can't read what I wrote. So, Ray, when you were talking about irrevocable and complex trust, I went and looked on the Internet, and I'm still a bit confused. Are they connected or absolutely separate?
One is a feature, and the other one is the actual trust.
The complex.
The feature is if it's being irrevocable or not, as far as the grantor granting into it. But complex trust, that's the name of the actual trust.
Okay. And then, Tony, you're going to love this one. I was going back over some notes with, this is going way back. It was actually printed out with the caller's number, and it said Tony speaking or DC is speaking. And so you know how long ago that is. So it was talking about you guys were talking about LLCs. And at LLCs, you have to have a business, right?
Well, we're talking about LLCs. That is a business, yes.
Okay, so were you at that time telling us that everyone should probably set up a business for tax purposes?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you got to look at it different. Some people will. But they use S Corp, LLC. I mean, you got to get with your attorney, see which type of business you want to have. Now, some people can use LLC the same way Ray uses trust to protect themselves. They're putting that company in between them and say, I don't own that. The company owns it. And you can't sue the company because they didn't run to you. I ran into you. There's different purposes for doing that.
Okay, so in real reality, a trust will be enough for us. My last question is, when you said gas is at $95, does that mean that the rate of our exchange goes up also because gas is up? So, except
because oil is up. Because oil is up.
Then we can expect our rate to be up. Okay, well,
yes.
Those are my questions. Thanks, guys. I'm so thankful I got on because my 75-year-old brain couldn't remember if I hit star one or not. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
When did your brain turn?
No, go ahead. 360, you're on.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's you know who, and I'm glad to be here.
All right. Thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Tony, I think you missed your calling. I think you could have been a bus driver because the way you drove over me at the start of the call, I thought, man, that guy's done that 100 times before. He was a natural. So
I think he got broad shoulders. He can handle it.
Yeah, that's right. For sure. Well, oh, man. I tell you what, I've gotten several emails from folks, and it's been, I keep telling them that they need to talk to the horse's mouth, not the other end, and so they should be talking to Ray and or emailing him so that they can get things squared away and settled up and all that. But I'll tell you what, if this happens, it's going to be a miracle. It'll be great because I believe in miracles, and that's the first thing. I can't tell you that the anticipation of it happening this weekend is fabulous. And I know what your feelings about Seattle are. I've had some of those similar feelings myself. But I think we'll probably not be in downtown Seattle, I guess. I'd hope. But wherever it is, I'll be there. I can tell you that. And
let me say two things. Well, first of all, so everybody know, what's the chances of the sun coming out? What's the chance? Okay. I've been there. I've never looked. Look. The other thing is this.
Yeah.
Didn't you call? Didn't we talk the other day? Didn't you say, Ray said the class is full, but I'm going to have people just keep registering, and he can figure that out himself.
I don't know about me discussing the past because I'm not totally cognizant of what I actually remember or don't remember. So I guess I'll have to pass on that question. Besides that, any comments that need to be made, I'm sure that Ray can make those comments, and I'll go with that.
No, actually, Ray, when we were talking, and he said there's other people, and I told Walt, just tell them to keep registering. Ray will figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I agree with that. Either way. And as far as the sun coming up, there's a 50% chance, Tony, it either will or it won't. And it all depends on the clouds. So, but it'll still be up on the other side of the clouds, if that's what it is.
Yeah, on the other side of the clouds.
Now, a couple things that have been popping in my head about all this stuff going on and how are we going to handle this and so forth. Do you think it's going to be possible where we can not allow electronic movement of funds without us sitting in the bank and somebody looking at us in the eyes and saying, okay, we'll move it here and we'll move it there? In other words, not for remote access to the account. Is that possible?
No. I mean, yeah, depending on the amount. Right now, we're saying now, guys, everybody's going to have access to it. You can go right on your phone, computer, and wire money yourself. And now, we're saying now, hopefully, the bank's involved in it, which top ones are, it'd be there in less than 5 minutes. Now, over a certain amount, you still have to talk to them, even on the phone. They're going to make sure it's you, that you're doing it, that, but it still happens. So... Now, whether or not they want you to come into the bank with your ID and all that, if you're sending $400,000 or $500,000, they don't know you, this is new, you still may have to do that.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm thinking as a security issue, it would be nice to be able to say no amount over X amount could be done unless you're sitting there staring at my eyes
and I'm grinning at you and saying, move it.
Oh, yeah, you can always set your own account limits. You can do that today. Set your own limits.
Well, that's good, because that's been my concern, and I always thought to myself, if there's going to be money moving, I want to make sure that I'm saying, yeah, it's okay. And so that I think, is a good thing to hear. As far as the timing of all this, we've always been told that there's no rush to be able to put it in a trust or do anything else to make real sure that you get what it is that you want by way of the how it's put together, how its issues are cleared up and so forth. And that we could take as long, does it make sense that it could take as long as a month or more to be able to have those details in an appropriate order so that we can or at least reduce the risk of making a mistake in the course of all that? In other words, the more time we take to be more clear about what it is that we want and how it's going to be put together and so forth by the people that will be doing it for us, that there's no rush. Would you agree with that?
There is no rush, guys. People have won the lottery, hundreds of millions of dollars, and haven't touched it for 6 months because they wanted to figure life out, because life was forever different. You know, after that, they didn't want to make a mistake. They wanted to talk to, investors, to bankers, to wealth managers, to friends, family, and have it completely figured out before they started moving. It's still your money. Now, the only people who have an issue, again, is going to be those people who are getting government checks. You may have to do something first, or you may lose all your benefits. And you should have already made those phone calls to see.
Sure.
You called your health provider, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, food stamps, whatever it is, and made sure. And again, you got to remember, under some of those things, they can take all this from you. The payback for the last 3 years or the next 5 years, you could lose it all. But those are things you should have already been calling and getting checked out. Because if you're in that situation, you don't want nothing to go in your name. You want it to go right into a trust or something. But
sure.
I don't want to tell you what to do. But you need to figure that out. So those people may be a little bit different. If you don't fall in that, take your time.
Sure.
Put it together, make sure the drugs are right. Nothing's going to happen unless you're one of those people who needs to look at their spouse and look them in the eyes and say, I see my soon departed. Future departed.
Sure. Okay, well, that's good. Now, Ray, to avoid Danny's experience, are you thinking that I'll be picking you up Friday night at the airport?
Yeah, we'll talk
possibly
about that. Yes.
Okay. All right, good. And then I'd obviously be before the next morning. I'll be there early, actually, so that I can avoid Danny's experience. And although he said to be careful because you might think of something else. So I think, is that your brother rubbing off on you? Or
I don't know. I'm trying to remember what was Danny's experience.
He was he was when apparently you had before the meeting got started that a reference was made to Danny not being there on time, or you were a little bit late, or
Oh, yeah, we didn't pick on him about that.
The next morning.
Yeah.
The next morning.
Okay. Well, he didn't cause anything to be late. It was just him. He just came in a little late to pick on.
Well, it didn't matter.
Because he walked in and he picked Ray out a crowd of 500 people. He said, one black guy with a white cowboy hat on. Must be Ray. What?
No, he wasn't late to the airport. That was the next morning to the class that we were picking on him about being a little late to the class. He was on time at the airport.
Okay. Just so you know, I'm about a four hour. I'm about a 2 hour with no traffic issues, a two hour drive from the airport. So, give me a little bit of warning.
We'll just talk in case.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess that's my two bits for the day. And
okay, sir.
I'll get out of the way and let somebody else get in there and ask a good question.
Okay.
I appreciate it very much, and I'm excited for whatever happens. And I guess I'll find out what happens when it happens.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
704 area code. You are on.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we hear you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Very good. Ed, a couple quick questions. One being, if you, either one of you, had a older brother, say 70 years old, and he was still working, and he still owed on his car note, you know, and on his house, would you actually give him some dong, enough dong to pay them off, or just pay off his mortgage yourself, or something else, another way?
Well, I do have a brother that's 70 years old, or damn near 69, that is working. And I am going to give him $1 million and say, figure it out.
Okay. All right. I hear you there. Yes. Is your cruise going to be the Love Boat?
No, we ain't doing none of that stuff on this trip. I'm not going to be the cause involved in no separation, no divorces, and definitely not no marriages. This is just a party.
All right. Okay, well, that's pretty much all I had for today. Appreciate you answering the call, Ray, and y'all have
yes,
a
sir.
Great you all.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. 601 area code, you are.
Yeah, Tony, how you doing today?
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
How about you, Ray?
Fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree.
And
yourself?
I'm doing fine. Hey, Tony, on the dong, you know, we discussed for actually quite a few years back has gone through now about getting a higher rate, and it's been from discussed up from $12 to $16 and down. Where now, it's not a contract, it's just evidently this is coming from the bank's discretion on the amount that we have that, and some people have already received it from what I've heard. Where is this money coming from? Is it actually a banking deal that banks got to deal with the Treasury that they can go up to a certain limit on certain people, or are the banks actually fronting this because they know they're going to end up getting it back utilizing some of their money coming from the Treasury? Okay. Do you have that? Did I get that plain enough?
Listen, I guarantee you, for a fact, the banks are not going to gamble on you, and they're not going to let you gamble with their money. So, no, it is not coming from the banks. Each bank has a contract with the Treasury, a different rate that they're going to get for this currency, That's why they're going to have different rates. They have a contract with the Treasury of what they're going to get paid for doing these transactions. And on top of that, each bank has to share that wealth with their managers, their exchangers, and so on. Guy just sent a text, says the managers are really frustrated that some of their valuations are based on payroll efficiency and everything. I know the exchangers will let them the percentage that they're going to get from each transaction, and those three guys standing behind them. So everybody's sharing the wealth. But the money itself is based on deals that the Treasury has made with these countries to take it and give it out, or what the new rates are going to be. And you guys got to remember, these higher rates are limited to us. After we're done, they're done. Then it's just the normal rates for the rest of the world. And the U.S. has more of the higher rates than anybody. Now, the U.S. can look at it and say, we got to deal with the dong here. China wants to use the VND as their backup reserve currency. So now we have all this VND that we can use in negotiations with China.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. That sounds logical to me. That's where I actually figured that it was having to come from, because I was like you. I didn't think any bank was going to front any money, but I had to ask the question. Okay, thank you, sir. Y'all have a
good day. Guarantee that's not going
to. Right, sir. Okay, 334 area code. You are on. Okay, you're off. 239 area code. You are on.
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
The question on the HCL was covered. Tony, can you disclose where the information came from that the filled and lower denoms were going to be released Saturday?
Yep, came from my source in Iraq.
Okay. Okay, good. That was my only question, and thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
404 area code. You are on.
And hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate all of the nuggets that you're sharing with us, and thank you to 209 for her greetings and wishes there. Got a couple of questions for you. You mentioned the fact that Sauder was holding his folks back. Are your folks saying that he's kind of getting them prepped for more celebrations come a little bit later? That he's
no.
That's the role he's playing.
They didn't say that. He just didn't want them involved in what was going on today. I don't know his rhyme or reason. But he didn't want them involved, so he blocked them from leaving the city.
Okay, but there's no likelihood, or your folks aren't saying that he's planning to do that. It's more that they will be part of the celebrations that we would anticipate are going to happen, that he's not going to be boycotting or anything like that.
No, nobody said anything about any celebrations.
Okay.
Nothing. Listen,
that was my next question.
what they're worried about right now is he going to participate in the election? How does he come back? And whose side does he choose when he does? Is he with the framework again when he comes back now that everything's done? Or is he still against the framework when they come back? And they don't know because the election's November 18th. It's supposed to start. The framework themselves today are, as I just use home examples, are like the Republican Party as they are now fractured. The framework is fractured because they're saying Maliki's the clear front to represent them, but there's a group within the framework that says if Maliki is nominated, they're going to go against him. So they're going to go with Sadar or somebody else. So nobody knows at this point, except Sadara says, I'm not ready to come back and get involved. Let's let this thing get over. And he's going to come back after the announcements. So he didn't want his people out there. That's it. Nothing about
gotcha.
Celebration.
Okay. 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 A couple of other questions. I can't read my writing. Others are saying the same thing. That the standing, the current status within the bankers here on this side of the pond, are they on a standby motion of any sort or high alert? Are they hearing?
They're on frustration mode. That's what they're
frustration
on.
Mode. Okay.
They're frustrated that they had to work last weekend because they were told it was going to happen last weekend. They don't want to work this weekend because they're tired of it. And they said they're losing money based on the efficiency because that's how they get paid. So, and everybody's mm-hmm. waiting to know they're going to get bonus checks when this happens.
Okay. Okay. And lastly, the format that you have in mind for the last call, the official call, so to speak, well, that one is the format going to not have Q&A. It's just will be you and Ray giving the good news. Is that how you're planning it?
I don't know how it's going to go because I don't know what they want me to say or not say. They might just say, just pass this out, pass the link out. And hey, let them figure it out. And we still gonna do our calls, though. Hey, so we'll do it. But as far as the information they want me to give you, but I'm hoping, yeah, I'll read over it. We'll have quite Q&A so we understand it. I'll give you my best understanding. Can't be theirs, but I can give you the information that they give me, and we go from there. And then the rest of our calls will probably be the same format. We'll take what people are putting in chat, what you guys want to bring to the table, let's discuss it. Was that the best way? Was that the best interest rate? Who got the best? You know, that's all just about helping each other build from that point. You know, after the 10 days, I want to do something totally different.
Gotcha, gotcha. Well, again, it's exciting to think that this could well be the very last call that we make on the pre-RV kind of status. That's exciting in and of itself. And then 10 days from whenever this does actually transpire, we know that that's when our very special TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is in play. And that keeps getting extended because that's more exciting as we go. I appreciate it, guys. Have a great day.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, so let me tell you this, now that you're here. Are you still here? Or where did you drop you off?
I'm here.
Oh.
Yes,
no,
not me off yet.
Well, I'm not going to tell you happy birthday because it's not your birthday. But
it's
Monday.
It's fine with me because I don't celebrate it either. I figured that you don't celebrate the birthday that you don't go older. So, you know, stop that years ago.
Well, Monday.
Oh, well.
We're going to do a call regardless. We just don't know it's going to be one of the 10-day calls or our regular call. But we're going to have a call on Monday. The questionable call is Saturday. So
gotcha.
I will tell you happy birthday on Monday, even though you don't celebrate. I will go one level up, and I'll celebrate it for you.
Well, that's good. Then you can have that year. I'll give it to you. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great day. Appreciate it. Have a good
okay.
one. Bye-bye.
Alrighty, bye-bye. 610 area code. You're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, man, how you
sir.
Doing? Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. Ray, do I have time to do a medium version, or should I keep it real
okay.
short?
You can go with it.
Okay. All right.
Take your time.
Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red payment button. And when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out those checks and money orders, ladies and gentlemen, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. For all of you who'd like to donate electronically, you can go to the TNT SuperFantastic.com website, click on that red payment button, and scroll down to where you will find the instructions to use the debit or credit card of your choice. Click on the Click Here instructions, and that will then take you to the payment support page. There, at the top of the page, is a sentence that says, subscribe to our paid members list. Under that, it says, this is to enable your name to be added after payment. Very important, ladies and gentlemen, this is to enable your name to be added after payment. Under that, you'll be asked to type in your email address. And when typing in your email address, ladies and gentlemen, please double-check the spelling there. Make sure everything is spelled correctly. Under that, you'll be typing in your first name, then your last name. And under your last name is that all-important subscribe button. After you've clicked on that subscribe button, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a sentence that says, thank you for subscribing. That is your confirmation, ladies and gentlemen, that your email address and name are subscribed to the list that Tony sends out all the emails to. Now, in order to activate that, your next step is to then scroll down to the menu page of payments that are provided for you and click on the payment that you would like to send in. That will then take you to another page where you'll be asked to type in your email address, your name on the card, and your debit or credit card information. After you've typed in your debit or credit card information, at the bottom of the page is that blue pay key. After you've clicked on that blue pay key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence that says, thank you for supporting the TNT Live Talk Radio Show. That is your confirmation, ladies and gentlemen, that your payment has gone through successfully. And if you have completed that first part and subscribed to the paid members list, your name, after you receive that confirmation that your payment has gone through, your name and email address will then be activated on the list that Tony sends out all the emails to. And keep in mind, it takes 48 to 72 hours for that activation to take place. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us, and make it a dynamite rest of the day. And Ray, safe travels when you're out there.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you,
you're
sir.
Welcome.
Appreciate it
all
as
right,
always.
Tony. You're very, very
all
welcome.
Right.
Okay. We're at the bottom half of the hour.
All right. Hold on for a second. Wait. So you in the chat room, people ask, or did you say something about the dinar going first or going by itself?
Nope.
Oh, they said you did some kind of update. Anyway, guys, just think about this. Either way, if the dinar went by itself, which I don't think is going to happen, but if it did go by itself, don't you know, not only would we exchange our dinar, but they would be intentionally creating 20,000 new millionaires, if not 2 million new millionaires and 20,000 new billionaires by letting the dinar go by itself and saying the other ones are going to go later. Because each of us who is not a toothless crackhead, which none of us are, would exchange our dinar, go back and buy as much rupiah, and everything else that we could, knowing if you ain't go into it. Or I don't give it to another 6 months. I take half my money, I buy all those other currencies and say, man, I'm ready to be a multi-billionaire. You know, I'm going to look at Bill Gates and say, big bank, take little bank. And they do some crazy mess like that, right? Does that make sense? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't think it's going to happen. And I'm saying it here publicly because, trust me, I'm going to do it. If they do that, I'm going to do that without a doubt. And you don't have to be an investor the way they want you to as a sophisticated investor and actually buy the currency. You take your money, you can go to any of the exchanges, TD Ameritrade or any of the other ones, have your own broker go to Forex and buy your currencies online, electronically, knowing what's going to happen. So that's just ludicrous to me. Here's the second thing. Even if it does, and all currencies go together, and some of you guys become, you know, 100,000-aires, and then millionaires and multi-millionaires, if the dinar comes out at $4, and again, what we've been talking about for the last 10, 12 years, now all the equity funds and investors and everybody who said Tony was crazy now goes to Forex and want to buy it, and it shoots up to $12 or $15 or only $10 or whatever it shoots up to. But if you took half of your money, went right back in and bought the dinar at $4, and it went up to $8, you doubled your money. Even if it creeped up to $8, because our guys said they're going to have some cutoffs on the way up, but they're going to suppose they have the same cutoffs on the way down. So the bottom can't fall out in one day. But you still have an opportunity to double dip if you know what you're doing. Or, again, those are things we're going to talk about in our next segment. After this is over, after the 10 days are done or whatever, things that we can do to continue to grow our money. But those are things you guys should be looking at. And it's not like I just brought it up. I'm sure I brought it up 5 or 6 years ago. I'm sure you should have had a plan and be thinking, I'm going to give the bank this much. They're going to give me my interest, my payments. I'm going to commit for 3-4 years. I'm going to take this other money. And in the next 10 days, I'm going to double it by doing this, this, or this. Or if I don't, I'm going to make another extra million, $2 million that I couldn't have made nowhere else, especially not in 72 hours, 96 hours, or 5 days. Those are the type of things you should be thinking about and having a plan to go in and do and make you a quick million, $2 million on top of it. That we already know the rate's going up. People on Forex, if you guys look at it, Forex goes up, pips. It's called pips, which is really points. But it goes up 1, 2, 5 cents a day. And people make millions of dollars, millions of dollars off of that. Just imagine what you could make knowing the price is going up $1 in 72 hours or $2 by the end of the week and how much you could have made based on how much you put into it. You guys have an opportunity in front of you that nobody else in the world has. Nobody. And it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The dinar was, the whole thing that we're doing was,
But the minute this RV is announced, the next 10 days will never be available again. I hope you have a strategy for it besides just going to exchange your money. All right. So I just wanted to get that out. Did I forget something? Oh, all right. So somebody's in Washington State, and they don't have access to the chat room, but they want to know how do they attend your meeting.
Oh, but they have access to you. Okay.
Apparently, she just sent me a text, whoever it is, huh?
Yeah, just forward it over to me. I'll reach out to them.
Oh, all right, guys. All right. I gave you guys the information. Nothing has changed. I give it to you like I get it. I don't get to decide if it's right, wrong, or indifferent. I don't get to decide when it's happening, but I try to make sense of what is happening. And that's what we've done. That's what we're looking at. I know I gave you too much information again, but, I mean, don't freak out, but don't hold your breath. But we're that close. Things are just popping, popping, popping. And I'm looking forward to it. Only thing you can do to make a difference is make sure you're at the front of the line because your email is correct. You got it. You know where it's going to. And everything else. Oh, this kills me too. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, you guys do that. And then do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it, and share the super fantastic. All right, Ray.
Okay, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for this Hump Day Wednesday. Let's see what happens between now and Fantabulous Earth Friday. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday.